Tasmania Today with John Fabris.
Premier Lara Giddings here with us this morning. Welcome, Premier.
Oh, thank you, John.
Just had a call there that you might have heard a bit about. It's hard to get a spot on the Spirit of Tasmania ferry if you're trying to get your car on because it's loaded up with cargo. That's been his assessment, at least. That's a little bit worrying coming into this spring season, isn't it, with our new tourist campaign?
Well, John, it's an ongoing concern that I know Tasmanians have had, that they have had this perception that cargo on the Spirit of Tasmania has been put ahead of cars. But whenever I've raised this matter with the TT Line, and I have been the Minister responsible in the past, they've assured me that that in fact is not the case, that there's only freight can only fit on certain parts of the ship. They can't in fact put freight into other parts that carry passengers. And their primary role is in fact to carry passengers. So if he has a concern, I would certainly say that he should raise it with TT Line, or if he wants to, he can write to the Minister as well in government, who's David O'Byrne, who can raise it with TT Line. But as I've said, every time I've raised this particular issue, I've been reassured by the TT Line that in fact, freight is not prioritised over tourists.
We do get quite a few callers into this program about caravanners being slugged disproportionately. Now, if you've got a motorhome, you get on the Spirit, no problems. It's not a huge impost to get across Bass Strait. But you put a car and a caravan together and suddenly it's hundreds upon hundreds of dollars to get over. It becomes quite, a disincentive for caravanners to come over here. That's what I'm hearing over and over again. What's your thoughts?
Yes, I understand that concern and I have heard that concern myself. The problem, of course, is with a caravan is that you're taking up more than one space, whereas with a motorhome, you are taking up one parking space and not two. So I can understand from the TT Line's perspective that they also need to be able to run a business that can, it's profitable business, but it doesn't make huge profits at all. But they need to be able to get their return as well, and it's an issue then for caravanners. So it's how you strike the right balance between the two competing interests. But yeah. Certainly, I know TT Line try their best.
Yeah, I'm just worried we haven't got the balance quite right at the moment for caravanners when we're trying to get tourists by hook or by crook down into this state. And if caravanners aren't coming here, being sent away by those sort of prohibitive costs, then we've got a bit of a problem. Anyway, let's get on to other things. This polling with the Labor Greens government sinking to disastrous levels of acceptance. As I said a couple of minutes ago, it doesn't come as any great surprise because when $276 million of budget cuts are rolled out, how do you sell that and how do you expect popularity? So I ask you here this morning, in hindsight, since you've been Premier across this year, 2011, are you at peace with yourself that you and your government's decisions and the way that you've presented them to the public could not have been handled all that much differently, and it is just what it is?
Exactly, John. In fact, in your words, I am very much at peace with myself in terms of the way that we are having to deal with some very big challenges, and our budget challenges are reflected in challenges that other governments around Australia and even around the world are having to face. And whether it's a Labor government or a Liberal government, those challenges won't change. And in fact, what I'm concerned about is that the opposition are trying to portray some form of utopia should they be elected, and yet the reality is they would still have to face the same issues that we're facing. And if we don't make those tough decisions around the budget now, we will see the state return to those days of having to pay interest on debt, interest payments that ought to be paid on our education system, on our health system. So they are tough times. Of course, we've got other challenges going on as well at the moment around forestry. And again, there are changes in the forest industry that are occurring that are nothing to do with the government. We're trying to respond to those changes. We're not causing the changes. And evidence of that is the fact that over the last 2.5-3 years, we've seen the number of jobs in the forest industry literally halve. That's not been through government policy. That's been through market changes in the forestry area industry, which has seen that happen. Government can't stand by and just watch people continue to lose their jobs with no help, no support. We need to be in there supporting these people at their most vulnerable, and that's what we're doing. Of course, there's other pressures as well that we're very much aware of that are hurting Tasmanians at the moment. Cost of living pressures, like increasing electricity. But again, we're no different to anybody else in Australia. In fact, Tasmanian electricity prices are in around the middle of electricity prices across the country. But these are challenges, and I recognise that we are hurting in the polls because we are having to make the responsible decisions, not the politically popular decisions. But I'd certainly challenge Will Hodgman, if he was in government, to do anything differently.
Tasmania Today with John Fabris, 1300 883 557.